You're listening to the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. Hey, you hear that? That's right. It's time for what they call the most exciting 2 minutes in sports. This Saturday, it's the 144th running of the Kentucky Derby. This is the first step in the Triple Crown, a set of three races that guarantee immortality and a hefty cash prize for a horse that can sweep them. Only 12 horses have ever done it, the Triple Crown, and as you might expect, most of them have come from Kentucky, the Bluegrass State being the epicenter of the equine world. But this, well, this is a story about one of the exceptions. A horse called Assault, a horse that came from South Texas, a place called the King Ranch.
Assault was never meant to be a racehorse. You know, he was more of a ugly duckling type of horse than a, you know, a real grand looking horse.
That's the voice of Bill Hirsch. His grandfather, Max Hirsch, was Assault's trainer. Max was hired to train racehorses for the King Ranch by its owner at the time, Bob Clayburg. In the early 1930s, Clayburg went to Kentucky looking for horses to work on his famous million-acre ranch. He returned home with a racing bug. Now, back then, just like today, if you wanted to breed racehorses, you went to Kentucky. But Clayburg didn't want to do that.
He thought that the breeding in Texas would produce a tougher, rugged horse because of the conditions. And maybe he was true in that respect.
These would be Texas horses, raised in the heat and scrub by quineños, the expert Mexican cowboys who worked the King Ranch. And on a ranch called King, well, you couldn't just breed any old horse that came along.
He acquired the Kentucky Derby winner, Bo Venture, and he bought him for $40,000. And people thought he was absolutely out of his mind.
That's Jane Monday, the author of two books on the King Ranch. Bold Venture won the first two legs of the Triple Crown in 1936 and became the cornerstone of Clayburg's breeding operation. One of his offspring was a short, skinny, chestnut-colored colt called Assault. He had the bloodlines of a champion, but his racing career was almost cut short before he ever touched a track.
He stepped on a surveyor's stake, which split one of his hoofs.
Clayburg didn't know if Assault would ever heal, and he considered euthanizing him. But the quineños took care of him. A blacksmith named Juan Silva made a special horseshoe to bind the hoof together.
And his trainer, Mike Hirsch, always said he walked with a funny gait, but he ran like hell.
His whole life, Assault limped when he walked. But his stride was sound in a sprint. Racing riders of the day called him the club-footed comet. And on a damp day in 1946, he found himself with a chance to streak to victory in the Kentucky Derby.
Kentucky's great day at Churchill Downs, the 72nd Kentucky Derby. More than 100,000 turf goers jam the historic track for America's Blue Ribbon Classic, imbued with the spirit of bluegrass tradition on Derby Day.
Assault was by no means the favorite, but after spending most of the race in the middle of the pack, he sped to the lead after the final turn.
Assault, son of Bold Venture, 1936 Derby winner, levels off a racing's number one prize, making the run for the roses. And the winner by 8 lengths is Assault.
It was a record margin of victory, and Assault didn't stop there. The following week in the Preakness Stakes,
and the winner, Assault by a neck, taking down 100 G's. That ain't hay, but it's plenty of oats.
Assault now needed just one more victory in the Belmont Stakes to capture the Triple Crown. He wasn't the favorite to win, and he started slow. But at the backstretch,
Assault heads for home, pulling away to win by 3 lengths, the 7th horse in history to win the Triple Crown of the American Turf.
It was an unlikely set of victories, but one that ultimately vindicated Clayburg. Again, here's Bill Hirsch, whose grandfather trained Assault.
He wanted to prove to the racing world that he could breed a horse in Texas and win the Triple Crown. Damn if he didn't do it.
Assault became the first horse from Texas to win the Triple Crown. And to this very day, he's the only one to have ever done it. Not bad for a little brown colt who almost never ran a race.